A long-running dispute over the proposed Marvin Nichols Reservoir in northeast Texas tops the agenda Thursday for the Texas Water Development Board. Dallas-Fort Worth's Region C and East Texas's Region D will each have 10 minutes before the three-member panel. Jim Thompson is Chief Financial Officer for Ward Timber in Atlanta, Texas. He'll speak on behalf of Region D. The board is deciding whether Marvin Nichols should be allowed to stay in Dallas's 2011 water plan. Thompson says a decision on this technicality will not stop a fight over whether to build this massive lake and pipe water 170 miles to the Metroplex.
If the Region C area continues to push for Marvin Nichols, I anticipate this fight will probably last 40 to 50 years at a minimum.
Sam Collins of Newton, Texas, was a lead planner of Toledo Bend Reservoir and managed the Sabine River Authority for two decades. The Marvin Nichols Reservoir first appeared in the state water plan in 1968. Collins says many of Texas's reservoirs were built in the 60s, but today, he says, there's a lot more red tape and a lot less land for potential reservoirs.
It's an emotional thing. It's always a big saying in the water business that whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. A lot of times the water supplies are not really where the population is, and so the main problem is trying to get the water where the water is needed.
Thompson looks forward to addressing new appointees to the board and once again presenting the case against a reservoir that would destroy rare bottomland hardwood forest and, he says, cripple the timber industry in the Ark-La-Tex.